This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The head of the White House drug control policy is in Metro Denver today, talking to local leaders about how President Biden is tackling the drug overdose crisis. Dr. Ahul Gupta told county leaders one goal is universal access to treatment by 2025.
It's an ambitious but doable goal, and we want to make sure that communities have the resources to get there.
Gupta also urged community leaders to stock up on overdose reversal medication. Biden's budget increased funding for addiction treatment and the opioid epidemic. Colorado's unemployment rate is still down. In June, it fell a tenth of a percentage point to 3.4%, the lowest it's been since right before the pandemic. The state's unemployment rate is better than the national average, which sits at 3.6%. The leisure and hospitality sector added the most jobs last month. State data show high-wage industries like finance and insurance saw job losses. Residents in North Douglas County face new outdoor water use restrictions. In Highlands Ranch, Solstice, and the Northern Douglas County Water and Sanitation District, people have to limit outdoor watering to twice a week and only do it in the morning and at night. Centennial Water General Manager Sam Culkin says lower than average flows on the South Platte River prompted the restrictions.
Right now, seeing about 65% of what is normal for this time of year in the South Platte River. And as a result, we haven't been able to get as much water into our reservoirs as we normally do.
The area has been in a drought watch before, but has not had this level of restrictions in 20 years. Right now in Highlands Ranch, it's 91 degrees. In Boulder, it's 94 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.